Hello?
Oh, hi, Derek. We were talking on the other line, and I think we got cut off.
Yeah, something happened. I had no idea, just disconnected.
No, it just kind of went dead. I know. But in any case, yeah, I was just following up with you from Local Splash to let you know that they were still having trouble processing this month's payment. And they said they're going to be deactivating the website and the call tracking number soon. So if you wanted to keep the site, you can do that for a $49 monthly hosting fee.
No, it's my site. I own it, so they can't deactivate it. I own all the rights on it.
You own the domain, but we own the content. If you look at it right now, there's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through, right? But, if they don't get this rectified, they will deactivate it. And the good news is it's your domain, so you could always take it somewhere else and build a new site if you wanted to.
Okay. Work's been slow, so just haven't had the money to get it going. What is it to keep it going?
It's just $199, and your billing cycle, let's see, it's on the 23rd, so what I could do, if you could pay the one payment that's past due from February, I could actually push the next one out 30 days for you, which means you'd be paid in full until April 12th. That way you wouldn't have to worry about two payments hitting close together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could do something in a couple of days to take care of that. So.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. So then if you like, since this card is no good, I can update the new card now and then process it on Friday or Monday whenever you think it would work.
Oh, that card's good. It'll be cleared up here shortly. So there's just been no money in the business account. So
I think it might have been replaced, because at first when it started declining, it said insufficient funds. But then after that, it said lost or stolen card. So I think maybe there's a new one. Are you talking about the one? Let me see what the last four are. Are you talking about the one that ends in 9198?
Yep.
Okay. So then what expiration do you have?
I don't have it in front of me. It should be fine. That's weird. So I'll have to look into that, because I haven't had no issues as far as.
Sometimes when that happens, the card is still good. It's just that there's a new expiration. That's why I wanted to confirm it. We have 1228, just so you know, but maybe there's a fresher version that the bank sent you that has, you know, maybe a different expiration. And then once we update that, it would process fine next week whenever you have the funds.
Okay, yeah. Let me look into that, because that is my business account, so. Just hasn't been any money in there, so I'm wondering if they just kind of deactivated it or something. So
it's possible, but if you like and you do get this squared away, you could also update on the dashboard. Then I will put a note here that once that goes through, I can push the next payment out 30 days. But if I don't hear from you, I'll touch base sometime next week, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, sounds good. All right, have a good rest of your day. Thank you. Bye.